Good morning, everyone listening to my audio blog. You would think, by the way that I'm talking, that I'm in a church or something, but I'm not. I'm on a train, a delayed train. Here we go.
Our doors are about to close, please stand clear. Our doors are about to close.
So this train has been 45 minutes delayed. And it's an interesting thing with the British, how, you know, what are you going to do about a 45-minute delayed train? We're going to stay quiet and in various increasing levels of disgruntled noise, I might quietly and then cough a bit and then rattle me newspaper.
Or
start shifting like that and moving your arms pointlessly. Here we go, we're moving. But also it's the other thing about how
crikey. The signal, and apparently most of the pathway is now clearing to Waterloo East, but we may have a couple of other trains in front of us at the moment, so just bear with us and we'll try to get you into London as fast as possible.
There you go, glad I stayed on the train. But he, I think it's he, could be she, could be a boy. I don't know. But the announcements are sort of started off as being, you know, it was a slight delay and all polite, and then it's like, try to go when it can, John. But yeah, so we're on the move. I'm going to be late to Birmingham. Started my journey at 5:30, and already it's nearly 7 o'clock. So I should be on a 7:03 train from London Euston to Birmingham. Euston seems a very, very long way at this point in time. But yeah, we'll see. Just made me laugh. The way that everyone just... what will you do about a delayed train that prevents you from getting to your destination for 45 minutes? Oh, I shall be slightly surly, is the answer, I think. But yeah, interesting. Well, I might keep this on and see how we get on. I'll pause it for now, though, and I'll speak to you soon.